It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to another edition of Golf DMV on 1500 AM Federal News Network Podcast 1 and everything Golf DMV, including merchandise, by the way.
That's right.
Buy merchandise.
It's coming.
Hats.
It's coming.
I'm looking at Vern.
There are shirts available.
We're out of shirts.
Custom shirts, by the way. LD in a red Golf DMV shirt with the
gold.
Is that gold?
That's gold.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like USC Trojans, like you play golf with for USC at some
not
point.
Not one of my favorite schools, but okay.
the website is golfdmvpodcast.com. Again, merch available. Pick it up. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to cover in this show and in the coming weeks. I mean, we've got so many reviews we've got to do. There was PB Dye. There was 1757. There was Links of Chaladon. There's also Little Bennett, where we're recording live from, by the way.
Right.
And I can't wait to get into reviewing this round here at Little Bennett. But then also lots of PGA stuff to talk about. I just got a shout out to Second Swing. I have no clue what this story is about, but LB says he's got a something that's in my pocket story. I'm saying this before the radio show because it's possible that we may have to censor him.
No, it's not bad.
Put it on the podcast. And so if you listen on the radio and you heard me promote the Something's in My Pocket story, but you never hear what the story,
right.
You know it's because it was censored. So now you got to go to golfdmvpodcast.com to listen to the podcast version.
Yeah. I listened to the podcast, our last week's podcast, to see that I was censored last week.
Yes, there's a lot you said that I cut out.
But I know, and I was surprised because I didn't think I said anything worse than I hear any other station. That's what. So I don't know. We can talk about that later,
but it's tough.
FCC is tough.
You gotta watch out.
You know, there's certain standards that we uphold at 1500 AM on Federal News Network.
That's right.
And the other stations may not adhere to.
Exactly. It's a higher standard. What can I say? We got a lot that we're going to jump into. But first, I just want to jump into this round that we just finished up at Little Bennett. So here's the thing. So first of all, let me just shout out Vern and LB because my schedule's been all over the place with some work. We're going to play Friday. But my text, I think, goes something like this. I hate to be the needy friend, but I got to switch to Thursday because we've been switching every schedule the whole time because of me. So anyway, these guys, it's generous as ever. It says, sure, let's do Thursday. And so there were three courses we were going to choose from.
Right.
It's going to be Rattlewood,
Little Bennett, or Hampshire Greens.
Greens. Right. I haven't played Rattlewood in a long time. Have you guys?
No, I don't think I've played it this year.
It's been a while. And I think that's where we were going to go if we were going to play on Friday.
Friday. Yep. We had a tee time.
Friday the 13th, by the way.
Yes.
Where everybody was playing for some reason.
Right. Everything is booked up.
Yeah.
Everything is booked.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Friday the 13th, that game is a horror story every time. But I still want to tee box. So we moved it, and LB says, okay, I booked us at Little Bennett for 7:30, which I say, okay, cool, a Thursday beatdown at Little Bennett, because we all know that this course just,
I agree with Claude, too, because LB kept slipping it in there, just, you know, over and over. He's like, what do you guys want to play? Well, we can play anywhere. I mean, Little Bennett is open.
Here's the deal. So I was in the car, and I had the app on my phone.
Right.
So I could see the times that were available. So those are the only times we had available.
Right.
And by the time the text messages between three of them went back and forth, the time that was available at Rattlewood had disappeared.
Was gone.
So we would have had a noon start.
Oh, yeah, that's not
real. That wouldn't fit nobody's schedule.
Right.
So that eliminated that. And then the only options was Little Bennett and Hampshire Greens.
Yeah.
But we played Hampshire Greens at least four times.
Was that a typo when you put Hamster Greens in?
No.
Or did you mean
that was talk to text.
Oh.
Yeah, my talk to text does not quite understand my dialect.
And in LB's defense, if it came down to Hampshire Greens and Little Bennett today, I would have...
Oh, 100%. 100%. And we'll get into why just a second second later. So we said, okay, cool. Little Bennett, we'll come up here. We'll play our round, and that's what we ended up playing today. So just to review the round and the course. Number one, I'm done, and I get that there are certain, just grass and climate change.
Attacking the greenskeepers. Here we go. Come on.
Bring it.
Come on.
But I'm done with people use an excuse of late August, early September. We've been through a full season, which is why
no rain, or it rained too much,
because if people remember, we were here earlier at Little Bennett early in the season.
Yep.
Our buddy Jerry Boston, right. faithful listener, was with us
right.
and played with us.
Mm-hmm.
And this course is literally in the same shape, yep. if not better,
yep.
than it was at the beginning of the season.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not lying, exactly. folks. It is in good shape.
It's beautiful. It's
yeah,
always beautiful.
I'm out here caping up for the greenskeepers, though. Uh-huh. If there's any greenskeepers listening to us and sound of the voice, please email us.
Yeah, we want you to come on.
Yeah, I do think there's some complications there. Yeah.
Of course. No, absolutely. There's complications.
Yeah. But overall, I agree with your point. I agree with your point, though.
Right.
It is amazing how this has been able to stay.
It looks like it's May out here.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It rivals Blue Mash as far as condition.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we're playing, and I'm on one in the fairway. Not because I hit my ball in the fairway, because I dropped. But I'm in the fairway, and I'm just looking around, and I'm like, it's green as far as I can see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Nothing's burnt out.
Nope.
Nothing's dug up.
Uh-uh.
Nothing's brown.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just looking around, and I'm like, it's September.
Right.
And it's been through a full season. You step in the tee box, it feels like you're on carpet in your house.
Yep.
It's comfortable.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
You almost want to take your shoes off.
Green area.
I'm not that kind of guy who takes his shoes off. I mean, if you do, that's fine. I just don't. But if I was, I would. You can take your shoes off on the tee box.
Actually, walking around in the grass with no shoes on does feel good.
I'm just saying. Well, it depends where you're from, I guess.
Right. It does feel good.
When you get money, you do things like that.
It would depend on the quality of the grass.
But yeah, I mean, I'm looking around. This course is in great condition.
Yeah.
They aerated as well.
Well, it was only a week ago, and they're almost back.
And it's almost back.
Yeah,
green still fast as I'll get out.
Yep. Even with aeration.
Even with the aeration, which I think helped me putt a little better today because it wasn't as fast as normal. Yeah, slowed it down.
Yeah,
you
were striping them 6 and 7 footers.
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. And so let's talk a little bit. So we get here. It's a Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. The cost was about $44, $45 for the round.
$40, I think, because I had the silver pass.
The MCG thing.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it included free lunch.
Yes.
How about that? To take that in, everybody.
Right.
$44, weekday round, excellent conditions.
Includes the carts. Yep.
Carts included, free lunch.
Yeah.
Ball's not included, but the range is closed anyway. I got here, I think LB and I got here about the same time, about 30 minutes early, only to learn that the range is closed, which was fine for me because for some reason, the last time we played it, you remember, I was late because I had to take it, you know, I had to handle my business. I'm not going to be gross.
At Bali functions.
Yeah. And for some reason, again, today, same thing. I showed up, and the guy was like, range closed. I was like, bet. I'm going to go in here and spend 15 minutes in the office and come out prepared.
It must be the drive, the long drive.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. But anyway.
The elevation change. That's what it is.
It makes your body react weird to the whole situation. But yeah, so we're here. And yeah, no range balls, but you get free lunch included.
Yeah.
And I was talking to the guys here. They said that's all season long.
Yeah.
If you play Monday through Friday
right.
before noon,
right.
free lunch is included with your round.
Yeah. Can't beat it.
Everybody should do that.
Again.
Can't beat it.
Yeah. Courses. You got to find some incentives,
man. A drink. Anything.
Anything.
But what is interesting, too, now, the other Montgomery County courses does not have that same. I don't believe they have that same policy where you get the lunch. The other Montgomery County courses,
don't.
I think it's just this one.
Right.
Hampshire didn't. Because I know we played there on like a Tuesday or something on the random.
Yeah.
They don't get that. So it's just this course that does it. Why this one, not the other ones, I don't know. But they can keep doing it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Really get a big applause for that kind of situation going on here.
Absolutely.
So anyway, so you step up. Course is in great condition. Just from condition and value, what do you guys give the course anything to say about that?
I mean, like, you know, as we've said, I mean, $44 on a weekday, can't beat that.
Yeah.
Free that on its own would be great.
Right.
Like I said, it's in great condition. It's,
and by the way, $44 for a really challenging course.
Yes.
For some really good golf.
Right. Yeah, it ain't no gimmies out here.
And immaculate greens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not a dog track. That's what I'm saying. Right. So for the price,
they could charge $69, $75.
And I would still say that's a value. 100%. Absolutely. Especially with the courses that surround this one. Because Worthington's not far from here.
Yeah, PB Dye's right around here.
Exactly.
You know, you're not too far from Muscat or Whiskey Creek. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So excellent value, A plus.
Okay. Absolutely, I agree with everything Vern just said.
Mm-hmm.
This is always what's called. I was Little Bennett LB, so of course I'm happy with it.
All right,
you know, just kind of flows like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah, this has always been one of my favorite courses. I never score well here, but I like playing it because there is a challenge. You know,
we're talking about good condition.
Yeah,
let's go to something that's not in good condition. My golf game. Lose the first ball off the tee, which is expected. I mean, it's so tight left off the first. It's the long par five.
Right. Yeah.
And I tend to, you know.
That's a tough start.
Home. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I tend to go left. And so here's the thing. So I shot a 94.
Right.
Which is good for me here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is good for me here.
Right.
But it didn't feel like a 94. It still felt like a regular Little Bennett beatdown.
Right, like a 98 or a 99.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Now, on the back nine, though, you were cruising pretty well.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. I guess I had to warm up for nine holes.
Right. That's what it took.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like it took me. But yeah, it wasn't the normal Little Bennett beatdown, but it still felt like it. For some reason this course just feels like it just punishes you.
It does.
But it's a great course though. Right. I made the comment when we were out playing that if you know a family member or a friend or somebody from out of town and they say that they can play
and they talking smack,
bring them here.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, you can play? Okay, we're going to see if you can play.
Right,
we're going to play Little Bennett.
Yeah.
And see what you got.
Right. Show me.
And to be honest with you, that's probably out of public courses in the area, probably the only public course in the area that I would say that about. Yeah. If I want to test somebody's game, I'm bringing them here. That I've played.
That you played.
I'm thinking, I feel like you guys may have one, and we'll get to that course a little later.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Difficulty on 10 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is one where I'm like,
especially in the Montgomery County area, this would have to be number one, I would think, as far as difficulty.
Ooh, Worthington? Worthington's it's a close competitor, I think.
Lots of elevation changes.
And those greens are slick, too. So they're at least peers.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so there we go with Little Bennett. Let's talk a little bit about our game. So we drive up, and Vern didn't say a word to me. I just saw him look at the scorecard, and he looked back at me.
Yeah.
And so I knew the decision was, is it whites from 61 and some change?
Right.
Or blue, gold from 52 and some change?
52.
Yes. And LB made a command decision that we're going to play from the whites.
Yeah.
And I acted like I agreed with that decision quietly. If they had played the gold, I would have been perfectly fine with that.
That's the thing.
We should do that, though. The next time we come out here, we should play from the golds.
And see, just to see what happens.
Just to see what happens, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I won't shoot a 94.
Right.
Yeah, but I could shoot an 84. Who knows? Yeah. You just gotta see.
Right.
Yeah. If it had been, like we were saying earlier, 55. If it had been 50, even 55, I would still have been, I don't know.
55,
if it
had
been,
I would.
If it was 58, then I would say, yeah, we could play from that.
I don't know. But 56, 55, we might have.
Really?
We might have. Come on, man. We got to move up.
Yeah.
That just seems almost, we should be playing putt-putt. We're going to go at 50. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right. Next 5,500 course, we're going to see how you do.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not saying I'm going to do better, but the numbers in my mind is, I feel like I'm shorting, you know, like I'm playing basketball on an 8-foot hoop.
You know what I mean? Okay.
I'm out there dunking in the driveway.
Like Vern said, we'll see you the next time we get to 55. So let's talk a little bit about our game.
So let's qualify this, our rounds, before we get into those too, that because the range was closed, we decided, I've made a decision that since the range was closed, nobody could get any warm-up time, that we would each be allowed two mulligans.
Right.
But only on the front nine.
Right.
So you can use them anywhere, but you get two for the front nine.
Mm-hmm.
So so when we get to the scores, you got to remember, we did. Did you use both?
I used both of mine.
Yeah,
we all did use our two mulligans at some point on the front. Yeah. Okay. Who's going first? Am I going first since I'm talking?
I feel like Claude probably already talked about it.
I think the highlight of my round, for the most part, for me was my long woods were pretty good, and I putted
pretty good,
extremely well for what I normally do.
Right.
I mean, I was pretty solid with the flat stick.
Right.
I sound like a cheesy cop. I was pretty solid with the flat stick.
Jerk or no jerk. Guy who uses the term flat stick.
Right. Hey, you guys see that great Lamborghini out there? Yeah, got it yesterday. Like a jerk. Sorry for being a golf jerk. Sorry.
Yeah, if you own a Lambo, no shade.
Come take me for a ride.
So for the four phases of the game, right? So like driving for me was probably a net loss. Maybe neutral. We'll call it neutral. A couple off the box. Irons, neutral. Pitching in short game, maybe a little bit down.
You get that one sand save.
That's true. Yeah, and then putting. So it's all neutral. So basically, my round was lots of bogeys,
right.
A few pars, and then just like I was telling LB, it seems to be that I can hold it together, but then my blow up hole is still that triple.
That's the thing.
Or multiple doubles.
I feel like both of you, like me, that 94 was like a 94. Like it wasn't anything I could point to. I had like the first hole, it was a blow up hole, but for the most part, I probably would have blew up at some point. But you guys, if it weren't for one or two holes, both would have broke 90 today.
Definitely, LB too, because he had a killer back.
These were both under 90 rounds for you.
Right. Sometimes you have a good front or a bad back. I would say that overall, so I shot a 92.
Yeah. 92, yeah.
And it was about even for the whole round. I would get a par, I would get two bogeys, lots of bogeys, stuff like that. So you know, definitely better than last time when we played with Jerry.
Yeah.
Definitely better than last time.
I made it three digits last time. I don't even remember
anymore.
Yeah,
I think I was close.
I have to go look.
I was over 95.
Three digits last time. Yeah.
Yeah, so, LB?
Yeah, so I ended up with a 93. Was my total score. The first hole, I was plus three because I didn't lose the ball. I just kept topping them. I hit three straight tops, you know. I think 100 yards, I hit three shots.
Within 100 yard space.
Yeah. So then from there, I went bogey, par, bogey, double bogey, par, bogey, par. And then a three on number nine.
Yep.
Coming across the ravine and whatever they call it, the gully or whatever.
Yeah, number nine killed
me. Yeah. But on the back, though, I was, double, bogey, par, par, bogey, bogey, par, bogey, plus four. So number 18 got me.
If not for 9 and 18, this is under 90.
Exactly. And those are two difficult holes. Yeah. So I was 46, 46. So very
they are difficult holes.
Yeah. So there it is. But I felt what my problem was. I said something to Vern on hole number 17.
Let's get to that.
Yeah.
Right. I said, I had been thinking it, but I never said it. I never verbalized it.
Right.
Hey, I'm playing pretty good right now. I think this is one of the better rounds I've ever had.
It's like looking into the sun, folks. Right. You don't, or looking down when you're on the ledge. Don't do it.
Funny
because he said right on 17. Now, and to LB's credit, I'd seen his card when he's putting down the scores, and I thought to myself too, okay, cool. No hitter rules. We don't talk about it.
Right.
This guy's doing something special. And then he just comes out loud, just, hey, guys, I'm pretty good.
Hey, this is one of my best scores here in Little Bennett.
So I told Claude, the golf gods were not paying attention. They heard him. And then they balanced him out on the last hole.
Yeah, so, okay. Plus four.
Yeah, here we go. Take that with you.
But all in all, from a score standpoint, do you guys feel the same way I feel? Like that 94, I'm like, it doesn't feel like it. He has a great score for me a little bit, but it still feel beat down. Do you feel that same way?
Yes and no. This is my normal round of golf where I have one, like this course, I had really three holes that determined my entire round.
Right.
And I can never get those three holes to be, if I could get those three holes just to be doubles.
Yeah.
As opposed to fours and threes.
And triples.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's five shots.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I'm with you, Claude. It felt a little bit better, but still not great.
Disappointing, right?
Disappointing. Yeah. Oddly, and still making five or six pars or whatever it was I made. I know we'll get to this course next. The feeling of having a score that doesn't reflect how hard it was.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably 17.57. But out here, it was sort of a middling round today.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. But all in all, I give Little Bennett an A. A.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is the second A you've given out on.
Yeah. It's getting close to the holidays, so I'm starting to try to get into the holiday spirit early.
Right.
That's what it is.
Feeling very generous.
That's what it is. There you go.
Yeah. We would definitely invite anyone, whether you are from the DMV, not from the DMV, or don't live in the DMV, if you come in this area. Check out Little Bennett, especially if you think you can play. This course will let you know whether you can play or not. It's Golf DMV on 1500 AM Federal News Network, Podcast 1 and GolfDMVPodcast.com. Want to jump to another course, 1757. You guys played that one. You guys had almost a small little outing. I wasn't able to go.
It was Sunday. September the 8th was when
right.
We
September 8th. I wasn't able to go, but you guys played with a nice little group too, right?
Well, it was supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed to be. We had a couple people. We had seven. Coach flaked out. That's you, Coach.
Coach
flaked right out.
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Yep. And we got an interesting note on that too. You know, he's from Fredericksburg, so it was not somebody. But so he flaked. Desi had to get ready for work, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Manny, Reggie's
friend Manny, did not show.
He didn't show up.
Oh. No call, no text, nothing. Just poop.
Yeah, so Reggie said at the end of the round, I said, Reggie, you got to lay into your boy for me. He said, I did. I said, I sent him a bunch of texts.
Yeah, whatever.
Shout out to Manny. He was a good, it was fun to have him out of renditions or whatever. But he didn't make it out there. So we went from seven to five.
Manny played at renditions? Anyway, and I said we're not mentioning renditions again on this show.
Yeah, nah.
Trash.
Not in a positive way.
Never in a positive way.
So we ended up from 7 to 5, and I think we ended up doing
3 and a 2.
Yeah, 3 and a 2. So myself, LB and Aaron.
Aaron Holland, our listener in Fredericksburg.
Shout out to Aaron, yeah, yes. Because he's a fan of the podcast.
Yeah, I think he said he went back. He recently found us, mm-hmm, and right. He went back and listened to all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron.
Yeah, yeah, guess where Aaron's from? Aaron's from Fredericksburg, where my dad lives, where he didn't come to play.
How about that? How about that, Coach B?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're trying to get him into the fold, too. I was telling Claude that Aaron said, listen, I play a lot of Virginia courses. I'm tired of playing the same ones. Yep. Wherever y'all at, I'll get up at 4 in the morning. I'm paying whatever.
Nice.
Just invite your boy.
Nice.
So we're going to put him to the test.
I need to meet Aaron. Yeah.
He's good dude. He's good dude. Yeah. Oh, so look, we talk about the course now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we guess we have to. Okay.
But let me preface this by saying this. Okay. I don't know whether on email or text. I just saw a lot of slightly depressing conversation going on about golf in general.
Yeah.
Like there was a text from Vern to LB. Well, we were in a group, but he says, hey, you know, I don't know how you feel if you're going to stick with your plan to quit golf or not, but I may be playing such and such day. I'm like, where is this coming from? So I'm like, 1757 must have been a beast.
1757.
So go right ahead.
Bro. Is one of the, it's not long, but it's very, very tight. So here's just to give you an example, the tips is 6,623 yards.
Did you guys play from the tips?
No. Hell no.
No. 61, right?
Yeah, we played from the blue, which is 6,105.
Yeah, about what we did today.
Right?
Okay.
Yep.
The whites is 55.
Wait a minute. The tips are what?
66.
Okay.
Yeah, the whites is 61. I'm sorry, the blues are 61, which is what we played from. The whites are 55, and the red is 46. So we chose 51.
61.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Jeez,
should have chosen.
Yeah, if they had a 51, we should have chosen.
Yeah,
we play from 61, and the problem, and it's the way the course is designed. It is very narrow. When you come off of the fairway, you might have on a generous hole, you might have 5 to 6 feet from the fairway of rough,
wow.
And then it's either water or it is overgrowth that's 2-3 feet tall. That if your ball is in it, you're done. You're not finding it.
Right.
Okay.
So just an example, just to give you a number. Okay. On the 18 holes, I lost 13 balls.
Wow.
Yeah.
13 balls.
Yeah.
You lost 13 balls?
Because every time I got to the point.
Back in the day when we were like beginners. Yeah, I was writing two dozen balls from Walmart or Target. And I was looking for a Nike PD on three holes.
I lost two balls. On three holes, I lost two balls each on the back.
Wow.
Yes. And obviously, I wasn't accurate.
I lost nine.
Right.
It was
it wasn't just us. I mean, I think Aaron lost quite a few too, because he even emailed us back and said, hey man, I hope next time we get together I can play better. I thought he played better than we did.
I thought so.
I saw that email too from him, and I'm thinking, what in the world happened to our men on Sunday, September 8th?
Water comes into play on 14 of the 18 holes.
Yeah. Wow.
14 to 18. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like LB was saying, basically, I was thinking about LB when I went home. I would say for 1757, if you're taking somebody there who had never played before, wherever you can see in front of you, that's where you hit the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. It legit is. Like, you know, sometimes you maybe hit a drive to the little left, and you're like, oh, it should be good. It should be open over there. Not at 1757.
Yeah.
if you don't see it come down, it's gone.
Wow.
Yeah. So, LB thought of this maybe overly tight. I don't think it's unfair because it's short. It is a short course.
Right.
There are a bunch of holes that are like 260, 300 on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, you know, if you...
It's a shot maker's course.
Yeah. Right. You take iron, you take, a wood off the tee, and you drop it on the green and drop it on the fairway, drop it on the green. And the greens were quick, too.
Yeah, greens are a little faster.
Yeah.
And then I've been still having the same problem where all of a sudden my pitching wedge and my 9-iron decided they want to be 7-irons.
Right.
Yeah. But the 7-iron is still a 7-iron.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not like everything is long. Those two clubs are long.
Right.
Because the second hole, I was middle of the fairway. I hit a pitching wedge.
Oh, I remember.
And we couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Because it was gone. Yeah, I hit it so far, we couldn't find it.
Right. Yeah, through the back of the thing. So overall, Claude, yeah, just... Okay. It's tight.
Condition of the course, though.
Great condition, I think. It was in good condition.
Yeah, it was in good. It's not as good as Little Bennett.
Okay,
but it was in good condition because I had played it before. It was some trash a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a much better.
It was renditions.
No,
it wasn't. It wasn't okay. that bad trash. Okay. Okay. But it was some trash. Right. It wasn't garbage. It was just trash.
Right. Nice practice facility out there.
Yeah, they do have a good practice.
They have a really facility. Like really elaborate.
For those who may not know, where's 1757?
So if you leaving the DMV,
Sterling,
you head out on the Dulles Toll Road going toward the airport. Mm-hmm. When you get to the airport, you hang a right on 28. And go up about a couple miles.
Yeah, a couple miles.
Ox Road,
right,
I believe it is. You make a left.
Ox Road, yeah. Yeah, it's in Sterling, right, Virginia.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay. It's a good little hump. Obviously, from our house, it's a, you know, if you come from BG County, Montgomery County, it's a good little hump because you got to go all the way down across the bridge and back out.
Right. Right.
But it is a nice course. What was the price? 90?
It was like 80. It was just under 90. It was like
80, 89.
$90. Yeah. So this would be the course I referenced earlier where I said, hey, if you got somebody, so Little Bennett is one in Maryland, mm-hmm. and if you're somewhere hanging out in Virginia, whatever, and they're like, hey, I can play golf and I'm dope, take them to 1757.
And see what they're about.
See what you really yeah. got.
And out there, too, you have all the corporations that are all along the Dulles Toll Road.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the 28 quarter.
You get all those, you know, corporations. So I'm sure
a lot of data centers, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's a lot of, you know, midweek business meetings that
right, round get, to take
yeah,
place.
They take place out there at 1757.
Yeah, par 72. Only par 70.
Okay.
Yeah. Because really, yes, right? Because it was only, it was one on the front. No, one on the.
One par five. Look at there. Just a single par five on each side, I think.
No, it was two. It was two on the back. Number 10 and number 15 or five.
Oh, okay.
On the back.
Okay.
Yeah. I stopped keeping score on the back. Well, I take that back. Yeah, number 15, I didn't score at all because I lost two balls and I say hell with it.
Oh, right.
And the number 18, I did get I put one in the water.
Yeah.
Then the second one I got on. So right. I didn't write that down, but it's like a plus two, I think, or something.
Yeah, that's
so I ended up shooting 48 on the front, and that's with five lost balls.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, this is what it is. But on the back, I lost 2, 4, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
I lost eight balls on the back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice course, though.
Okay. But say that, so, like, when you guys left or were finished,
mm-hmm.
what was your feeling? I mean, were you visibly shaken and not stirred?
I didn't feel like doing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I was salty.
Yeah, I went to lunch, had a couple drinks, and went home and took a nap.
So my problem was after that, again, the price the dad has to play for golf, you know, mm-hmm. has to pay for golf. Wife's like, cool, you can play in the morning, but that afternoon, like, as mm-hmm. soon as you get done, there was a children's hospital event at some farm in Gaithersburg.
Yeah.
She's like, as soon as you get done, come on over there. When I say, like, a farm, I'm talking, like, pull up, mm-hmm. you're parking in the field, and you got to walk everywhere, and there's bounce houses. So I just played a trash round. I'm hot. I'm tired. I show up, and they're like, here's your children. Walk around with them for 2 hours.
At a farm.
Bro, I was so salty. I was just like, wait, her parents were there. I'm trying to not be rude. I just want to leave. Cool, are we done here? What time is it? Well, 4 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. All right, well, we'll do one more ride, and then, I mean, that's it.
1757. That's what it does. These tough courses. All right, coming back, we still got more courses to review. We're going to do some. We got PV Dive. We got a review. Mm-hmm. Links to Chaladon. We've got a review. Yep. And some PGA stuff. It's Golf DMV on 1500 AM Federal News Network. Podcast One and GolfDMVPodcast.com.
This is Golf DMV. It's time for Golf DMV. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
It's Golf DMV 1500 AM Podcast 1, GolfDMVPodcast.com, and Federal News Network. I think I covered the whole Golf DMV situation going on there. And so let's get to some more positive rounds, I think. We got a few more courses to review. We did Little Bennett. We did 1757. Right. If you're just joining us on radio, go to the podcast to listen to our reviews of those courses. I think both are recommended. I don't think we graded 1757. What's your grades on that, guys?
A? B.
Okay, it'll be. Yeah. Now, does your personal result have anything to do with the way you score? Okay.
I'll give it a B because I think even, like I said, it was tight. And I think some of that, they could cut. There's no reason why they couldn't cut some of that grass.
So to articulate it, you're not saying it's unfair, but bordering on getting close to a little bit.
Because some of that stuff, it was just... It's almost like they said, I don't want to cut over there.
Right.
You know, they could have easily cut another 10 yards, but they just chose not to.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Just to make a shot.
And it was LB who decided for a pick me up round at Little Bennett.
Yeah.
So, anyway, some more reviews. We've got Links to Chaladon, another round that I had to bow out of. And you guys played links with, was Glenn out?
Yeah.
And it was, it was that's you first guys time I met Glenn. Glenn. Was that my first time?
Yeah, it was the first time.
Oh,
right.
That was the first time I met Glenn. Yeah.
Because when
he
had the showdown. Right. You got this thing about.
I still got a beef with Q's. Okay. But we talked it out. Right. When we get there, when I get there, he was already there.
Right? Was he wearing like a, like any purple and gold?
No, he wasn't. No, he had on some, I think he had on shorts or something that day or whatever.
Yeah, he did.
So when I get there.
By the way, speaking of shorts, first round of me playing with shorts on today. It was a little odd, right?
He must have just woke up and threw them Jones on. Them Jones is clean. That's what it was.
It's funny because it's like I played once walking down with these like maybe about a month ago, and I'm like, you know what? It's not actually bad when it's hot outside to throw shorts because I never wear shorts.
Right? Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
Well, there's no bugs today too, so that help. Well, anyway, that's the thing I don't like about it. I don't like the bugs and stuff on my legs. But that's something else.
They'll fly up the shorts, and you don't want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
it could be something in your pocket.
and we'll have a something in my pocket update coming up soon. But
So when I get to the course, so Glenn is there. I go in and chat. I see him. I think he's like coming out of the clubhouse when I'm parking or something.
Right.
So he goes over, gets balls.
How'd you know it was him?
I didn't at that point.
Okay.
So he's on the range. So I go pay and get my range token or whatever. So I go get my token and I park next to his car because nobody's on the range but him.
Right.
So he had come back down to get something out of his bag. So we just spoke to each other like, hey, how you doing, brother? He's like, hey, what's up?
Right.
And he went on back up there and hit. And then I was like, huh. I thought to myself, like, I wonder if that's Glenn.
Yeah.
So then I say, hey, are you Glenn? He's like, yeah, I'm Glenn. I'm like, hey, man. I'm gonna say MLB. So we go, we shake hands and stuff. So we talked about Vern's, like he talked to Vern's, he coming, you know, whatever.
Right.
And we didn't talk about a little bit, you know, are we hitting? We didn't say nothing about the Q stuff at that point.
Right.
Can we say, I think we talked about it, right? Have we talked about it before, when you got there?
I think you talked about it just before I got there.
So what happened was Vern was a little bit coming in hot.
Okay. Super hot.
He was coming in hot. And I almost got a ticket, too, coming in because I wasn't late, but.
Glenn, by the way, I don't think the round that I played with him, I mean, Glenn's there. He's warming up.
Yeah,
he's not coming in hot.
Yeah, no. He got there early.
No, he gets
like
there
I said,
early
he got there before I did, and I live 15 miles
away. Wait for another 4 to 5 years.
He'll be
pulling up.
He'd be coming in hot, too. So because Vern was running behind, we both had each had a cart, so we decided that we would just go ahead and ride together. And then when Vern, you know, he could catch up with us when he got there.
Right.
So we go out, and the first hole, I don't know if I brought it up or if he brought it up. I mean, he may have brought it up.
Right.
He may have brought it up and said, hey, so what's up with the Q's?
What's up with the Q's, man? He didn't say Q's. He said Q's. Q's. He's from Baltimore. Right. Shout out to all my Baltimore folks. Is that how you say it? 92 right. Q? All right, go ahead.
Q. So he said, yeah, what's up, Q's? I said, yeah, I got a beef with y'all. He said, well, what is it? So I told him, I explained to him, and this is very simple.
Okay.
When I was in college, I went to Morgan State initially out of high school, and guy I used to hang with, my buddy, his father was a Q.
Okay.
Right.
So on our campus at that time, I'm talking 1981 to 83, so a lot of y'all probably still in the junior high school.
You were in college at
I was a freshman in 81. Fall of 81, I was a freshman in college.
I was born in 82. Okay, I got it.
So on our campus at that time, the Q's were, at least in our opinion, the Q's was the number one fraternity.
Yeah, the most popular fraternity.
Most popular. They had the best parties, you know, and I didn't stuff the Kappas did, I didn't care for. I didn't like for that.
I think that's Glenn put it. Stuff. You didn't want to shimmy. I think that's for those out there in the Greek community. I'm not in the community, so I can take shots to whoever.
All y'all say cash.
Right. So we decided we both decided. His name was Steve Williams. We both decided we were going to be Q's.
Mm-hmm.
So we both put our applications in.
Uh-huh.
And again, his father is a Q.
Right. Okay. You're shooing.
Right. That's if minimum. My buddy Steve was going to get in because his father was a Q.
Right.
And I was just riding their coattail.
Right, exactly.
Right? So his father did a recommendation letter for his son as well as one for me. So I figured I had a better than average chance of getting in because a guy who's already in the joint is saying,
take this guy in.
Neither one of us got accepted.
Wow.
His son nor me got accepted.
Wow. Any reason why?
No, we never. They don't tell you. They don't tell
I'm
you why.
I'm curious what that conversation was like between Steve's dad and his friends, where maybe they know Steve well enough to know when he approaches him, hey, you know, my son put in his application. I can see them being like, come on, Steve, you know Lil Ray Ron is you know Lil Ray Ron is trash.
Right.
Come on, bro.
He's not Q material.
Yeah, he's not Q material.
Right. So basically, they dissed both of us. And that's been my beef with the Q's. Now,
Since 1981.
Because they wouldn't let me into their club, into their fraternity.
Could you imagine LB as a Q?
I could, actually. I could, actually.
See, I think I would have
you,
fit
you
in,
you would. As soon as Atomic Dog come on, you'd be turning up.
But that was a long time ago. I'm a different person now than I was then.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Right.
But then, you know, in three semesters after that, four semesters after that, I had dropped out anyway.
Okay.
So it all worked out.
They made the right call.
They knew what
my future held.
Yeah, this guy's going to drop out. So anyway, you meet Glenn.
Yeah, so I meet Glenn, and we, you know, we shake hands. We good now. We boys now.
Okay. Yeah.
So back to the round.
Uh-huh.
So then we were on the first hole when Vern gets there.
Yeah, I basically hit into them.
Okay.
Yeah, they were on the second shot.
Okay, who's the jerk hitting? Oh, it's Vern.
Like, yeah, I just sped up to the first tee box, and I was like, oh, I don't think they're on the green. Oh, whatever. Launch went out there. Yeah. Missed him, thankfully.
Yeah, so we had a good round. I didn't bring my scorecard with me, so I really don't remember. I put it in the thing.
Yeah, I was on 90s. It was like 92 for me.
Yeah, I put it in the tracker, so it had to be
the
length of
score.
On,
usually in really good condition.
It was. It wasn't
good. Yeah, it was Mount Airy.
Yeah, it'd been a while since I've been there.
Farms and stuff all there.
Yeah, and I want to go back. I would definitely go back.
Yeah. It was in very good condition. I think I scored 93, 90, something less than, somewhere between 90 and 95. Yeah.
How far, where did you guys play from?
I think six grand, somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You guys rank Links of Shaladon?
I give it an A. I want to go back. Mm-hmm. It had been a while since I played there. You know, decent layout, interesting.
Yeah.
Middling course, like challenging some holes, gettable some holes. Mm-hmm. I played like trash on the back though, absolute garbage, dumpster fire. So my low 90s was due to the front nine. The front nine or whatever.
I'm trying to remember anything special about the course. Nothing
really
stands
out. It's just a nice course to play.
Yeah.
Good pace. We moved at a really good pace, like the 3
houses
hours
that worth are on to drive it. Or
yeah, it's I, all, so. I mean, for my house, it's no further than coming to Little Bennett than to go up there. So it's to me 6 1/2 than the other. Yeah, it's a decent course. One thing I don't like about it is the driving range has no mats, and they're not the good mats.
Right.
They're very, very hard.
It's way too hard.
Yeah, very, very hard. Yeah. Right. I mean, that part I don't like. But the course itself is okay. There's nothing special.
What's
about
your grade
I give it a B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Part
a,
B?
Yeah.
Okay.
A B plus. Yeah,
don't sound bad. Don't sound bad. So let's move to PB Dye. Okay. We played there not too long ago.
It's been like 3 weeks now?
August 30th.
It was, it was a makeup round because we were part of the WGTS tournament. We got rained out, so we said we got to make good on these. We go up there. Mm-hmm. And again, it was a point where, you know, PB Dye, had been, you know, one of the crown jewels of the DMV for a while, then it went down. Mm-hmm. And you experienced it being down, right, LB?
One
time you played it. And so much so the way I think you got a free round because it was in such bad condition,
Sherman and I had played there. That's been a couple years ago now. And it was in terrible shape. The pace was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they had sent him an email. You know, rate the course, whatever, your opinion, survey kind of thing. And he filled it in and blasted them so much that they gave us a free round. We went back out and played it. So
and it was still in bad condition.
I don't remember. Uh-huh. It's been so long ago now. But when we played the other day, much better than it was
than we had played
one time before.
Oh, 100%. You know, PB died, back in good condition. I actually like the course a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like a lot of the courses in that area, from, you know, we talk PB Dye, Little Bennett, Musket Ridge, Worthington, right. Whiskey Creek, they all kind of have these similar layouts. You know,
they do.
Elevation changes and same thing with the greens. And I like playing those kind of courses.
Right.
I mean, it's really, really nice. Not quite an Allen Green situation. I think that's on 12. But a lot of water around. Is that 12 or 11? One of those. That's probably my favorite hole on the course. But I enjoyed my time at PB Dye.
I did.
I don't know how much of it was like memorable. If that makes any sense. Like, oh man, it was like such a great experience. But it was a really good course.
Yeah.
I thought it was really solid. I mean, you got a good round out of it. It was in good condition.
Yeah.
Pace was good. We got to hit with our boy Steve. Shout out to Steve.
Yep. Right. Got a chance to hit with Steve Crouppen, who, by the way, says he shot a 70-something.
What?
Did you guys get that text?
No.
Did I send you guys that?
No, he didn't.
I don't remember where he played, but he said he shot It's like 78.
Oh, wait. You mean not at PB Dye?
No, I was about to call
Steve out there. I love you, Steve, but I was waiting to
see that. Yeah.
No, it wasn't 70 something at PB Dye. It was wherever else he played. You know, some of our guys that we play with play their best rounds when we're not around.
Yeah.
We got to do some investigation. Yeah. Some investigation.
Yeah, I think Reggie said he shot like 78 at LP one time or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
We got to still see what's up with Coach B's 85 or 84, whatever that was.
Yeah, I'm going to see him Saturday.
We got to see.
Oh, so I found my scores. I pulled it up on my on an app.
My scorecard?
No. The app that we will not talk about because they're not a sponsor. But I just pulled it up to see. So at Links to Chaladon, I had a 90.
Yeah.
And then PB Dye, I had 93.
Yeah. Okay. Your back nine in Links to Chaladon was good. I remember that.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So with PB Dye, would you recommend it to anybody in the DMV, outside the DMV?
Yeah. If you up that way, between that and Worthington, I might go Worthington.
I'm going Worthington 100%
over PB Dye. 100%. If I had to pick between those two, mm-hmm. I would probably go Worthington. And then you're in the same area as Whiskey Creek,
right?
Which of course I would put Whiskey Creek above. Whiskey Creek, mm-hmm. Worthington, then PB Dye.
Okay,
those in that area. Those
would
those
you do Musket over PB Dye?
Maybe
they're about even. They're even.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to remember because I only played Musket once, so everything is still kind of
a little blurry.
I like Musket. I actually might put it over PB Dye.
Yeah. I like Musket a lot.
Yeah.
We may have to get back up there.
I think so.
So what about you? What
I would definitely recommend if you are up that way, go out and play it. If you're staying sort of near the city, maybe a bit of a haul, but you know, mm-hmm. good golf mm-hmm. usually. Requires absolutely. A little bit of a drive. Okay. But yeah, I would absolutely recommend it. Nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah, pace of play was good.
Right. What you said, Claude, was interesting. It's sort of like Chaladon, too. There's a lot of good courses up here that are really nice, similar mm-hmm. layouts. Might not remember everything.
Right.
You know, no memorable holes, but still really good rounds. Really good.
I don't think you guys gave it a grade yet. What's the grade?
For who?
PB Dye.
B.
Okay. I'll give it a B plus. I enjoyed it. I do like the way 9 and 18 finish, you know, with the water. And the little fountain.
Those are the two best. So those are the two most memorable holes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So it's Golf DMV on 1500 AM Federal News Network. GolfDMVpodcast.com is the website. And Podcast One is where you can find us on all the podcasts.
So I'm just, as you're doing this, I'm looking through the score. So we played Little Bennett back in May. Okay. May the 27th, whatever day that was. Uh-huh.
Yep.
That was the last time we played Little Bennett.
Memorial Day weekend, essentially.
Okay.
Is your score in there?
94.
Oh, okay. So
today is 93. So I'm in my wheelhouse. I'm in my wheelhouse.
So you were one stroke better than the last time.
Yeah, about that.
You played here. So let's go down this list. We got a couple of shout outs. We already shouted out Aaron, but there's a few more names in that list, LB. Who do we got on this shout out list?
You were going to shout out Second Swing.
Yeah, I got Second Swing, but I mean, actually, who's Fred?
Show meeting during the show.
Fred. Yeah. Fred was the guy we played with at 1757.
Okay.
So shout out to Fred.
Shout out to Fred. My bad. Yeah, it was Reggie, because we had an odd number, so me, Vern, and
Reggie's
Aaron,
friend.
Yeah,
because
right,
Manny didn't show.
Wasn't it Reggie also when we played Renditions? Reggie's the one who asked who set it up at Renditions.
Yeah.
He said he invited us.
Right,
he's the one who invited us to that trash course.
Right.
And he had some clients he was going to bring out.
Right.
There.
He did. And
clients must have got the message because they didn't.
Yeah, because they did. Because they didn't show.
Yeah.
And so they left us there to pay and to play that trash course.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Reggie. Talk to your clients.
Get some better friends, man.
You got one more time to mess up like that. No. Just messing around, Reggie. Just messing around. It was good to see Reggie at the Puff and Putt finale at Lake Presidential. Anyway.
Oh, and I did back to a podcast or two ago now when we interviewed Marcus Miller. And
Marcus Johnson.
Yep, well, I got
me now. My bad. Marcus Miller, the bassist, I'm sorry. Marcus Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, he did a concert. You know, Sligo Golf Course does these summer concerts. He was there in July.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw a poster in the bathroom. Yeah. Even though September, they didn't take it down.
I get the emails, too. And we didn't even talk about that when we interviewed him. Because I think he does that at least a couple times in summer.
Right.
Where he's out there and they have that whole little event. But I did talk to Rick McCormick the other day that Marcus said he would write a song entitled or somehow about Rick and his his golf adventures. So when I talked to Rick the other day, he did tell me to pass the word on to Marcus that he would like his royalties when he does.
Just right? Like Rick.
When he does write this song.
Never even met him. First thing he do, give me some money.
Give me some money. Give me the money.
For Rick McCormick.
Barbara, shout, now let me shout out a second swing really quick.
Okay.
Got a chance to play a quick nine holes with Manny, my six-year-old. My wife, Sierra, wanted to come along. And we were in Rehoboth, and they had this course, this par three course called Midway.
Okay.
And so we played there. They let her borrow a couple of clubs, and she had a good time. I think she just enjoyed getting out, walking, watching Manny have fun. Right. And I don't know what it is. I mean, she was there, but I was striking the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it again. The longest hole is 150.
Right.
But from every tee box, I'm putting the ball right on the green.
Wow.
So I need to carry her around.
You do. Showing off for your old lady.
Lucky
exactly.
Charm, right.
So she played. She had a good time. And so then we said, okay, well, you know, Manny and I were like, we're going to play. I'll take him to Gunpowder because Linda, the owner there, you know, we're friends and stuff. And so, you know, we'll go and support a business and stuff. So anyway, Manny and I were going to play. She said, well, I may want to go with you guys tomorrow. And so we're like, okay, well, cool. She doesn't have any clubs, though. So we go to second swing, and we're looking at the clearance rack. We didn't find too much of anything we liked, but then as we were headed out, somebody must have just dropped some stuff off, or they just checked it in or whatever. So they put some other clubs on this, like, 80% clearance rack.
Oh, wow.
They were women's clubs, women's Wilson, something or another. 80% off.
Wow.
And they didn't even have a price tag on it. So I go to one of the managers, like, hey, you know, I'm interested in getting this for my wife, but we don't see a price tag. He's like, $15. So I was like,
wow.
I said, 15 or 50? He said, 15. If you want them, we're like, yeah, let's do it. So we go to the cash register, and it's taking a long time because they said it's like the system was having some issues.
Right.
So I look over, and there was a driver to match that set.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, let's get this driver too. And then we put it all together, and we're waiting for it to come up. He's like, listen, the system's down. We're closing in 20 minutes. Uh-huh. Why don't you guys just leave with them, and I'll trust you to come back to pay for them.
Wow. Yeah, look at that.
And so we left. Uh-huh. And then
dumbest decision he ever made. Claude got the free clubs. Oh, yeah.
And so, and for waiting, he gave us two hats. He gave Manny two hats, and we left out. I came back the next week and gave them with $20 for the clubs.
Right.
And he says, you know what? Since you guys came back, I'm going to give you an extra 30% off.
Oh, look at that.
It was crazy.
Wow.
And so shout out to Second Swing.
They should just gave them to you after all that.
They just giving us the club. So shout out to Second Swing for hooking us up.
That is
like
awesome.
That.
That's cool.
That was a cool deal. So we really, really, really enjoyed that. We got a few minutes left in the show this week. Mm-hmm. LB's got a something in my pocket story. I'm not sure if you're on radio, you actually will hear what happened. We may censor it. Lawrence Brooks, the show is yours. Right. Something in my pocket up there.
You hear the setup and the end.
Right. So I chalk it up to getting old. That's what I... So the other day, I'm in my home office, and we were in a conference call. So we took a break, right? So during the break, lunchtime break.
Is it a video call or a phone?
Call, Skype, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So during our lunch break, you want to call it, you know, I'm getting lunch together, whatever. So I'm growing some tomatoes out back. So I go upstairs, and I look out the window, and I say, oh, I got some tomatoes that are ripe.
Okay.
Right? Small cherry tomatoes.
Right.
Right. So I go out there, I water my plants and everything, and I pick a handful of these cherry tomatoes off the plant.
Okay.
I put them in my pocket. And I got on sweatpants. Right. Mm-hmm. So I put them in my pocket. And I'm finished, you know, I water the plants, pick up some leaves, throw off the deck, and all this stuff. So I'm, you know, just busy work. Right.
Just getting the house together.
Yeah, doing some stuff. I got time to kill, whatever. Mm-hmm. I come back in. I make myself something to eat. I eat. I'm watching videos. You know, I'm scrolling through Instagram. You know, that's what I do in my free time. I don't know what you do in your free time. That's what I do. So I'm doing all this stuff. And then, you know, an hour go by. It's time to, okay, go back and get online for the continuation of this meeting I'm in.
Right.
So I go, I'm walking downstairs. And I'm walking. I'm like, huh, there's something in my pocket. And I'm not sure what it is. So instead of putting my hand in my pocket, I grab the outside of my pocket and feel it. Like, these are like some marbles or something in my pocket. And instead of, reason, I squeeze.
This makes sense. I'll find
We're going
out
from one unreasonable reaction to the next.
I'll find out what these are by destroying them in my pocket.
Right.
Oh, tomatoes.
So I squeezed them. And as soon as I squeezed them, I felt the wetness in my hand. And then remember, I just made tomato juice in my pocket.
All by yourself.
Nobody in the house. Just me. I'm like, man. But it's just that fast, I forgot.
Yeah.
Totally forgot that I had put them in my pocket.
The forgetting isn't the violation.
Right.
The violation is the experimentation of, okay, I don't know what's in here.
It's checking on the outside of the pockets first. Yeah. Like, how was... Not even thinking to go inside.
And we said, hey, that's a violation too. And the biggest one is just like, I'll find out what these are by squeezing.
Squeezing tells you can do everything with it by you squeezing.
Right? These are marbles.
So yeah, so I had tomatoes squished in my pocket. Now.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what was in my pocket.
LB, I wanted to ask you too, because again, this is the show where we just reviewed Little Bennett in the first part of the show. Uh-huh. You do have one of those Montgomery County Golf Course membership things.
Yes.
Do you feel like, because I know last year when you did it last season, there was a concerted effort to play a lot of the courses, and you got your value out of it. Do you feel like you did the same thing this year? Because the goal this season was to play a lot of different courses. Right. Which happened.
We are right when we did. So last year I bought the gold membership, which is, I think it's $250. Mm-hmm. It's either 200 or 250, I believe, whichever one it was. But that one, when you buy it, you automatically get a free round. And if you play 9 rounds, you got a free round.
Right.
And you accumulate points basically every time you play the round.
Right.
So I think using that one, I ended up with like 3 rounds free last year. Plus, you get a discount when you do play.
Right.
You get like a 20% discount on whatever, on Greensfield or whatever. So this year, I only bought, because we had said that we was going to try and play different courses, I did not buy the gold. I bought the silver this year, which was, I think silver was $100.
Okay.
And I think you get 10, 15, or 20% off of greens fees. And stuff that you buy. I never buy anything in the clubhouse, but you do get some kind of discount for that.
Right.
So I'm going to have to go back at the end of the year to see if that worked out. Because I know I have not played as many Montgomery County courses as we had in the past.
Right. So you live in Montgomery County, you need some courses. And I keep saying I'm going to do this every year, but I never never do. But that if you can get out on the weekday, that unlimited weekday, $1,200.
Yeah, but you still, that's a lot of, if you even... Unlimited. So you talk on average, let's just say it's $50. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot of golf you got to play to get your $1,200
right
in. You know what I mean?
But I mean, if you can get a quick 9 in at Ladensville or a quick 9, you know, somewhere else, it depends. Yeah. Like, I think to make the most of that, you almost got to stop thinking in straight up 18 hole round terms.
It's like break it up.
Thinking about it as like a course. Like if you had a course, if you had a membership at a club right around the corner from your house, and yeah, you got a meeting at 10 o'clock, but you're like, I'm going to get out there around 7. I'll play 6 holes and I'll leave because it's free. For the most part.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of value, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
It would be worth it, though, if there was also some range balls included and all that, too.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, it's Golf DMV, 1500 AM, federalnewsnetwork.com, golfdmvpodcast.com. I think you had something you wanted to say.
No, I was paying attention to all of that. I was not looking at Rihanna on Instagram. Oh.
We'll catch up next week, folks.
This is Golf DMV.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money.